This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yesterday we talked about Prophet Ibrahim's submissiveness, his complete unconditional surrender and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator. And tonight I would like to discuss another aspect of this amazing prophetic character. Our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the most highlighted aspects of his life is his family life. In various parts of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim's family life, what it was like, starting with his childhood and how great of a son he was, alayhi salam. A son that brought guidance to his own father, who was not only a disbeliever, but he was someone that promoted disbelief and paganism. He was working for that industry. He was part of that apparatus of devil's plan to deviate or to lead humanity away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They manufactured deities and gods, and they would ask people to worship them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam challenged this status quo, and he tried to bring people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His own people, he gave them da'wah. He courageously stood up against the culture of shirk. He did not try to fit in. He did not compromise. He did not want to be accepted by everyone. He didn't mind being different, because he was not only different, but he was right. He was upon the truth. He was upon haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him guidance. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ And he didn't say, I'm just a child, I'm just a kid, what can I change? So Ibrahim alayhi salam took on this task of trying to bring people, trying to bring his family members first, and then his people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he even reached the point where he stood against one of the most notorious tyrannical figures of his time, a king and an emperor, a very powerful emperor, and debated with him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah azza wa jalla. But when you look at how he approached his father, he still didn't forget that this is his father that gave birth to him. So he comes to his father and he says, Ya Abati, O my father, O my beloved father, in a very loving way, Inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tik, there has come to me knowledge that you did not receive. فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا Follow me and I will guide you to a straight path. And then he continues to basically reason with his father. Do not worship the devil so that you don't become an enemy of Ar-Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful. But his father, and then he says to his father, إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ I'm afraid that you may end up getting to the point where you will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want Allah azza wa jalla to torment you. I care about you and I care about your fate. And in spite of all of that, his father, in an abusive manner, refuses. Not only does he refuse, but he tells him that if you do not stay away from me, if you don't cut it out, if you don't stop this, what he thought was nonsense, I shall punish you and I will stone you. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ And in spite of this abusive language, and not only did they abuse him verbally, but they actually went as far as attempting to throw him in fire, into the fire. We know that. That must have been a very traumatic experience. But for someone that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has the power of Allah and has a heart that is fully attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It didn't matter what would happen to him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in spite of this abusive language of his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ, peace be upon you. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي, I will actually try to ask my Lord to forgive you. And I will pray for you. So he prayed for his father. And he continued to pray for his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us even at a later time, he says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he can no longer do that. Until it was very obvious that his father, unfortunately, was an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once it was his father versus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always chose Allah azza wa jal. And Ibrahim was a loving and caring husband. But Ibrahim also turned out to be an amazing father. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not let his own childhood trauma or horrible experience with his own father shape his parenting style. He didn't become a tyrannical or authoritarian father. He became a loving, caring father, and Allah Azza wa Jal at an old age blessed him with two sons for whom he cared so much. Not only did he care for them, but he also cared for their children and their descendants for generations to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam embodies that loving father. As a matter of fact, they even say the name itself in and of itself, right, means a compassionate father. That's what he was. And even when he had to leave his son in a barren land where there was no one, Ibrahim alayhi salam was not abandoning him. He was actually leaving him in the custody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commandment of Allah azza wa jal. And yes, Hagar, peace be upon him, at some point was indeed a single mother raising an amazing and extraordinary child, Ismail alayhi salam. But Ibrahim, and this is something that a lot of people don't realize, they think that Ibrahim just left his son and then walked away and just came back later after years. Ibrahim alayhi salam would frequently visit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him permission to settle and stay with them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him permission to frequently visit them and check on them. And he participated in the nurturing and the raising of Ismail and the shaping of his personality. And it was during one of these trips that Ibrahim saw the dream that we talked about yesterday. And though it was a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still communicated with his son and he told him, this is what I was shown in my dream. And Ismail, because he was raised by an amazing father and mother, submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned that yesterday. And it was during one of these trips that Ibrahim and Ismail together built the Kaaba, the father and the son, praying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from them. It was during one of these trips that Ibrahim alayhi salam was told to call or proclaim Hajj. It was during one of these trips that Ibrahim alayhi salam came to check on his son and he found out that his son did not necessarily marry the right person. And he sent to him an implicit message to consider marrying someone else. And it was during one of these trips that he came back and then he found out that his son remarried another woman. And he sent him an implicit message telling him that that is a keeper, and that he ought to honor her. So Ibrahim alayhi salam used to come frequently. He was very involved. So was he in the life of Ishaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. He always emphasized on the importance of living Islam and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting one's trust and love with Allah azza wa jal. An amazing son, an extraordinary father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him as a reward, an ummah, a nation, a leader, and the father of all prophets to come after him. So he became not only the father of two prophets, but he became Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets. And every prophet that came after that was from his line, alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who inspire, who find inspiration in the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Be great children, sons and daughters. Be great parents, fathers and mothers. And raise our children to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger and to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise our children in a manner that will make them attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they will be protected and guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do what Ibrahim alayhi salam used to do, something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized. And instead of expressing frustration and anger, and instead of cursing or insulting our children or putting them down or calling them names, let's learn a beautiful quality from Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is to pray for them. Learn the du'as of Ibrahim for his children. How he prayed for his children, how he prayed for their guidance, how he prayed for their well-being, how he prayed for their prosperity, how he prayed for their future, how he prayed for their future children. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a loving father. And until this day, we as an ummah and those who reside in that region that has been blessed by the dua of Ibrahim, until this day, we're reaping the fruits of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every dua that Ibrahim made right there was accepted. And until this day, we see the barakah and the blessings of that dua. And when you and I go to pray there and make tawaf and make hajj and drink from zamzam, that is the barakah of Prophet Ibrahim and his dua. We're still benefiting from it. So let's learn these prayers and supplications and pray with a sincere heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our children, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the fulfillment of our dreams in this life and in the hereafter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them assets for this great religion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them of those who worship Him and those who call other people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them salvation in the hereafter. May Allah azza wa jalla not cause any one of us here present today or anyone who's listening to us to ever suffer the loss of a child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not cause us to see the demise of our children in this life or in the hereafter. May our children accompany us to Jannat al-Firdaus and be with us. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.